And when I have finished up the operation, I will serve him to your highness my brochette.
You will pierce right through him.
I'll barbecue.
I'll quick it frost.
It will be dust to dust.
Come fore to aft.
He'll feel it raw.
Tried putting a boat into a bottle?
Never.
Well, Martha, if this sisters, Pelly. They'll get used to it in time.
It'll take little ray of sunshine here.
He never did talk. Now I can go home in the evening and hang up his sword and shield and frolic about with it with the other chapters.
Be patient, Pelly. He will.
No, Arthur. I won't. Pelinor is quite right. I am irritating. I always will be. All fanatics are bored, Pelinor, and I am a fanatic. Even when I was a child, I irritated the other children. I wanted to play their games, but I knew I could not. I'm not saying I enjoy it. All my life, I've locked the world out. And as you know, when you lock the world out, you lock yourself in.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Never mind, Pelly. I do. Are you truly satisfied with the proclamation, Lance? Are you sure there's nothing more you'd like to add?
Not at all, Otto. It's perfect. Of course, there are one or two changes I'd like you to consider.
Oh, of course, naturally.
Jenny! Jenny, it's for you! What changes would you like to consider, Lance?
They're not pressing, Arthur. We can do it tomorrow.
No, I want to do it now.
I'd rather not, Arthur, if you'll excuse me.
Good evening, my lord.
Good evening, my lady.
While I was napping, did I miss any improvements in chivalry?
No, your majesty. If you'll excuse me.
My lord, when you're arranging things with guard tonight, do be sure and give us nice weather tomorrow.
No one could refuse your wish, my lady. Good night, Friar. Good night, Lord.
Good night, Lancelot. Good night. Doesn't take after his father, I can tell you that. I knew the old king, you know. Good man. He was a four-bottle man. Had a pack of liver last time I saw him. Now there wasn't one of them. Horrible.
Jenny, why do you insist upon baiting the boy?
Baiting? Not at all. Haven't you heard his latest plays? He says he can perform miracles.
Miracles? What?
Oh, come now, both of you. It's quite obvious it was merely a figure of speech.
Nonsense. He announced to the knights as clear as a bell that his purity gave him miraculous power.
Purity? What?
And I tell you, clear as a bell, that he was referring to his physical prowess, which is vast indeed.
No, physical prowess. We shall see about his physical prowess tomorrow in tournament. Lionel, Sagamore, and Dinadin have all challenged in the joust. Three damn strong men.
He's accepted to fight all three on one and the same day.
Yeah, quite. I tell you, Arthur, in all my travels, I've never met anyone like him. He doesn't drink, he has no lady, talks to no one but Jew and Bard. Cram full of religion. An all-round unpleasant fellow.
Pelly, please tell the Chamberlain that the order of joust tomorrow will be Dinadin, Sagamore, and Lionel.
Very clever. The big chap last, what? Oh, splendid arrangement. By Jove, what a day. Yours verily can hardly wait. Good night, Arthur. Big chap last. You know, Mrs. Green, you're a prince.
A note of thanks from Sir Lionel. I'm allowing him to carry my kerchief tomorrow.
Jenny, I would appreciate it if you would withdraw your permission from Sir Lionel.
At this late day, Arthur? It would be rather awful.
Well, then let Lancelot carry your kerchief against Sagamore.
I promised it to Sagamore.
Then against Dinadin.
He asked so prettily I couldn't refuse.
What? This is appalling, Jenny. There are issues here which obviously you've overlooked. It will appear to the court as if you are championing his downfall, rooting for Lancelot's defeat.
We don't know he'll be defeated. Besides, he knocked you unconscious and you woke up his bosom friend. Perhaps he'll knock them out too and they'll all take a house by the sea together.
Jenny, at the risk of disappointing the other knights, I must ask you to withdraw your permission from all.
Oh, I believe you're jealous of the knights and their attentions to me. Are you, my love?
Jealous? Jealous? What absolute rubbish! I'm perfectly delighted the court adores you. I'd be astonished if they didn't. And I trust you as I do God above. They've carried your kerchief in tournaments 100 times and... Jenny, you've dragged me off the subject and I want to get back on. Will you withdraw your permission?
Only if you command me. And king.
And if I do, will you forgive me?
Never.
If I ask you as your husband, will you do it as a favor?
No. The knights are against him and I quite agree with them. I find him just as overbearing and contentious as they.
That is not the issue. The issue is your purchase. Can we not stay on the subject?
There's nothing more to be said. If the king wishes me to withdraw permission, let him command me, and yours humbly will graciously obey. What?
What? What? What? Blast! Blast you, Merlin! This is all your fault! You swore that you had taught me everything from A to Z, with nary an omission in between. Well, I will tell you what, you obviously forgot, and that's how a ruler a girl to learn the way the creatures think.
Thank you. nothing more.
There he goes!